Tonight marks the official opening of a new Muslim cultural center in Boston's most prominent shopping district, Newbury Street. It's the new home for a group of progressive Muslim activists known as the American Islamic Congress. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the group and the statement it's making about its place in American society.
It is really, I mean, this is my favorite view.
3,300 square feet of airy, glass-walled, sunlit, seventh-floor space overlooking Newbury Street in Boston's Back Bay. It's the new Muslim Cultural Center opening tonight. Lauren Murphy is the program manager for the civil rights group that's created the center, the American Islamic Congress, the AIC.
We wanted to be on Newbury Street as for, you know, the cachet and the hipness of it and kind of mainstreaming what it means to be American Muslim.
The AIC grew out of the ashes of terrorism committed in the name of Islam.
We were founded as a reaction to 9/11.
Nasser Wadadi is civil rights director for the AIC. A native of Mauritania, he grew up in Syria and Libya. He was an anti-slavery activist who came to the U.S. seeking asylum in the year 2000, a year before 9/11. Wadadi says after the attacks, because of his Middle East roots and appearance, he was handcuffed, arrested, and held for 8 days.
Something had to be done to get a new Muslim voice to emerge that would be equally passionate about advocating for civil rights, commitment to individual liberties.
So Wadadi and other moderate Muslim activists founded the American Islamic Congress to challenge negative images of Muslims.
We're not going to sit silent and, you know, giving half excuses or using tired cliches. Islam is the religion of peace. Well, it has not in the minds of outsiders. It's our job to stand up and explain and own up to the realities of Islamist terrorism around the world and here domestically. You want to make a statement because the refrain since 9/11 always has been, where are these nice Muslims? Where are these moderate Muslims? As much as I dislike that term, but I'm going to use it. Well, here we are.
The AIC hopes to showcase Muslim diversity now that they've moved from small offices on Huntington Avenue to the expansive new cultural center on Newbury Street, where they are welcoming everyone, Muslims and non-Muslims, to a variety of activities.
We are hoping to create this to be a hub, an incubator for talent, for arts, for civic leadership, for entrepreneurship, all in one.
In a large performance space at the center, noted Turkish musician and composer Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol is testing the acoustics for an upcoming performance. The new space is bustling with activity as staff members gear up for the official opening. The cultural center's move has come without the protests that accompanied plans for an Islamic center near Ground Zero in New York.
I would be disappointed if there was opposition.
That's Rob Lycan of the Boston office of the American Jewish Committee, which has worked collaboratively with the AIC.
They've been very courageous. They've stepped out. They have been active in advancing human rights. They have been active in speaking out against hate crime. They've been active in speaking and making connections to other communities.
What we're demystifying here is the concept of what being Muslim is about.
Tonight, when Nasser Wadadi and the American Islamic Congress open the Muslim Cultural Center on Boston's Newbury Street, they want to make the point that being Muslim and being American are not a contradiction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.